I'm News Director Tom Fingerthall, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest this week is the new Linn County Conservation Agent, Donald Fessler, and we're going to talk about the process of becoming a conservation agent. Donald, how does a person become a conservation agent? What are some of the things you had to do in order to get started on the process?
So the main process of becoming a conservation agent, there's a ton of experience you need. I did a lot of experience with other agents, ride-alongs, Jake days that involve different programs that we do. And a lot of it, not anymore much so, is a college degree, a four-year degree. It doesn't matter what type of degree you have anymore, as long as it's a four-year degree. There is a standard. They typically would like a wildlife degree or some sort of criminal justice degree. It definitely helps out the matter. There's a series of interviews when you go through the entire process. Once you fill out your application, there in mid-July is typically when we do it. You fill out your application, they'll select you whether or not to have a first interview, and then you'll go to a PT test. You'll do your physical fitness test is what that stands for. You'll go through a series of obstacles, and like you'll do a mile and a half run, you'll do push-ups, sit-ups, your vertical jump, and agility test.
Sounds like quite a process to just get started on the getting into the academy. Once you're selected and into the academy, the training part of things, what is that like?
So once you get into the academy, you got a lot to do in 6 months. They cram it pack full of stuff. You do swim test, there's waterfowl school, boat school, forestry school, fish ID school, emergency vehicle, and of course firearms. Those kind of things is what we primarily focus on. Our firearms are very important to us as they can protect us.
Sounds like a lot of work. Is there some fun in there as well?
Oh, absolutely. Waterfowl school was a blast for me, and as Linn County is a waterfowl county, it's amazing to learn your birds that's going to be harvested within the county, and then you got many different like boat operations. That's not so much in Linn County, but other counties, a lot of people get experience with those.
Anything that wasn't so fun for you?
I got pepper sprayed. That was not so fun. It definitely affected me a little bit different than some people. I don't ever want to have to do it again, that's for sure.
Sounds like something you need to learn so you know what people are going through.
Yep.
That you may have to do it too.
Yep. It's definitely a bad taste in your mouth for having that done to you. It's definitely it's not a pain you'd want to regularly feel on a daily basis.
Once you've completed the academy and you've graduated, what is the next step? Being assigned to a local jurisdiction, I'm assuming, but what is that process like?
Yep, so your last 2 months of the academy is typically when they'll assign you a county. You'll have a big variety of counties that are open in the state, and you get to have like your wish list is what it's considered, and you'll have your top three counties of what you want, and then you'll also have your dream county. They'll assign you throughout one of those, hopefully. Some are not so lucky than others, but after you get out of there, you'll go and go to your county, and you'll begin FTA, which is field training, with your lieutenant of that area.
How long is this entire process?
The FTA is about 6 to 8 weeks, and that's where you'll be doing ride-alongs with your lieutenant and other agents and get a feel for what the field is and how they operate within the counties or their counties.
That is Conservation Agent Donald Fessler, and this is Cop Talk.